For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bessiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I may or may not be letting the April Wine run just a little longer here on 97.1 FM Talk, but I decided to do that. We got Brad Young, who was on the roundtable earlier, who's going to join us. And let me just kind of preview all of this before Brad steps back into the studio with what we were talking about in the roundtable. And that has to do with, I can put the music down right now. Abrego Garcia, Chris Van Hollen was down, senator from Maryland, who has embarrassed himself and his state, I think, thoroughly this week. But I have some great Scott Jennings audio that I'm going to share in the audio cut of the day segment, which is really good. I also have some really good Stephen Miller audio on the very same topic. But let's go to some of the response from Democrats out there on this particular issue, supporting Senator Van Hollen, who says he's just down there for due process.
I think the threat on our democracy is real. This fact, the notion that we can take someone off the street, lock them up.
I will do everything in my power to go there. Here's a word I didn't think I was going to be using. The disappearing of people. That man was disappeared from his child.
Oh, my goodness. It's all about that. But here we have some things that I think Brad and I are going to disagree on here in a couple of minutes. It's been pretty established that this guy was in MS-13. There's now video out there which shows, I don't know, was it human trafficking? He had a car full of people with no luggage. What was that about? It's been very well established in the last couple of days that he had threatened his wife and had been physical with her, however you want to put it. But what's happening now is Democrats are all on this boat and they want to claim it's about due process. What I said during the roundtable is I don't think there is any amount of due process that you can provide right now to these Democrats where they'd say, okay, here's a question I'd like to ask Senator Van Hollen or maybe one of the other Democrats that want to go to El Salvador and drag this guy back. What do you say about the wife beating? Again, it's not even allegations. I think we have a fair amount of proof there. What's your position on that? We thought that you cared about the Me Too moment and things along those lines. And this is all we've heard from the media this week.
The Supreme Court orders the Trump administration to return the Maryland father who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador's notorious prison.
The Maryland father.
He will not return the Maryland father.
Maryland father.
The Trump administration claims it is not required to bring back Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father wrongfully deported to a notorious prison in El Salvador.
So that's just a compilation of the week. I wanted to get to John Daniel Davidson did a great piece in The Federalist. And let's just be honest here about what this is about. He's not a Maryland man. He's a member of MS-13. He's an illegal. He's back in El Salvador where he belongs. And what he wrote the other day is on Wednesday, Attorney General Pam Bondi released police records showing, and this is what you're not going to see in the balanced media coverage that you have out there, which showed that Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father, the Maryland man who was deported to El Salvador, was in fact a member of MS-13 and was here illegally. You have lawyers out there, and by the way, the lawyers, I think, are working with the legacy media, claiming over and over that there's no evidence that he's a member of MS-13. Apparently, the cops just made it all up, right? Well, we have a police affidavit from March of 2019, which shows that he was arrested with multiple other confirmed MS-13 gang members, was wearing clothing associated with the gang, was identified by a confidential police informant. Of course, that came up on the roundtable. Oh, it's just one guy who's a confidential police informant, except that all the other evidence matches up here. And I want to get into the details of what happened, just so people know. The police say back in 2019 that Garcia and there were three other guys that were outside of a Home Depot in Hyattsville City, Maryland. As police approached them, two of the individuals reached into their waistbands, discarded several unknown items under a parked vehicle. That's according to the affidavit. One of the men, Christian Hernandez Romero, was immediately recognized by police as a member of the MS-13 Sailors Clique. Hernandez Romero, police said, has an extensive criminal history for multiple assault, concealing dangerous weapons, burglary, and many other offenses. And they even knew his rank and moniker, which was Bimbo. That was his name. One of the other guys that was there, Jose Guillermo Dominguez, was covered in MS-13 gang tattoos. He was identified as a past proven and reliable source as an active MS-13 gang member with the rank of Checchio and the moniker Manicio, or Minaccio, we'll say Minaccio. As for Garcia, police recognize his clothing as indicative of Hispanic gang culture and that he was a member in good standing with MS-13. This is all from the affidavit. The same informant told police that Garcia had the rank of Checchio and the moniker Chele, C-H-E-L-E. In addition, the arrest records at the time show that he, by his own admission, was an illegal alien from El Salvador. He entered the U.S. by walking across the border near McAllen, Texas, in March of 2012. At the time of his arrest in 2019 in Maryland, when he was loitering outside the Home Depot, he had $1,178 on him, several plastic bottles with weed near him after the arrest. I don't think that that's a big deal. The fourth man was released. This is what's interesting. There were four guys when all this happened. The fourth guy is released because police were unable to determine his gang affiliation. So Garcia's lawyers are saying that the cops were just making up his gang affiliation with MS-13. Why didn't they do that with the fourth guy, right? There's four people. One of them gets to go on his own way. Not Abrego Garcia. So let's get to the wife-beating allegations. Beyond being a verified member of MS-13 and an illegal alien, he's an alleged domestic abuser. And this is what came out in the last couple of days while Senator Van Hollen is, you know, on his way to El Salvador. In 2021, his wife sought a domestic violence restraining order against him, claiming he punched and scratched her, ripped off her shirt. So what John Daniel Davidson wrote in The Federalist is he's not a Maryland man. He's not a Maryland constituent at all. He's an illegal alien. He's a member of a terrorist gang who was ordered deported from our country. And while John admits the details of the case are complicated, they're somewhat convoluted, there can be no question that he has no right to be in the United States, right? He doesn't have legal status. He doesn't have temporary protected status. He doesn't have any status. His status is he's a gang member and a domestic abuser. So I mentioned that Brad, who was on the roundtable, might disagree with me on some of these principles because we did talk about due process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Mr. Brad Young, thanks for hanging out this afternoon a little bit.
My pleasure, Mark.
Let's get back into the Abrego Garcia situation a little bit. Maybe from a different perspective. And let me offer this, because I like Carl Cannon. He's the Washington bureau chief for Real Clear Politics. His dad was a legend in Washington, Lou Cannon. But he wrote something, and Carl will tell you that he's a nonpartisan guy, right? Which he is, and he kind of calls balls and strikes, and he's been a guest over the year. But this is what he wrote on Real Clear Politics today. I've hesitated to make a big deal out of it, but during Holy Week, I'd like to offer an observation about these Trump administration spokes ladies sporting gold cross necklaces. I missed some of that, but bear with me here, all right?
Understood.
I certainly don't question their faith, but I'd remind them by wearing such jewelry, they're anointing themselves ambassadors of the faith. That's a heavy crown. Here's what I mean. Nearly lost among the back and forth as to whether Kilmar Abrego Garcia is a loving husband and father, as his wife and attorney say, or a thug and a criminal, as Trump administrations insist, this much is not in doubt. At the time he was apprehended, he was taking care of his severely autistic 5-year-old son. Everyone should be able to agree that this little boy born in America with special needs is utterly innocent. Jennifer Vasquez Sura told ABC News that their family relies on Abrego Garcia for his constant care and stability. So Carl basically goes on and essentially says that, you know, on this Good Friday, I'm thinking that that confused little boy in Prince George's County, Maryland, sniffing his father's shirts in expectation. And also I'm recalling Christ's admonition to his followers on how to regard children. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, Jesus said, for I tell you that in heaven, their angels always behold the face of the Father who is in heaven. Carl is an extremely empathetic man. Mm-hmm. That's fine. And I get that. And there's some Christians who are listening right now who that resonates with, right?
But myself included.
Right. But the deal for me is there's ample evidence. Look, Brad, if I was arrested today here for some sort of crime, I might not be removed from the country, but I still would be removed from my daughter and my children. So, look, this is a complicated case. As we indicated on the roundtable, for me, it makes no sense for Democrats to die on this hill with this guy. You know, what happened to the Me Too moment? There's no doubt that some of this stuff happened. I mean, it's not even in dispute. Now we talked about this a couple hours ago, there's body cam video of him with all these people in this car in Oklahoma, trafficking them, giving them a ride. There's no suitcases. I don't know what it is, but how do you react to what Carl said?
Well, what strikes me is that the implication of what he wrote is that because he has an autistic child that needs his help, then he deserves to be at home with his child. That's the implication, clearly.
Sounded like it, yeah.
And here's the problem with that, especially since we're talking on Good Friday, that that our mistakes, or certainly in the Christian nomenclature, our sin has consequences, and we are responsible for our actions. And so in this instance, whether it's being deported to El Salvador, whether it's being arrested and being detained within the United States, either way, Abrego Garcia is not going to be with his son because of the choices that he made, which was to enter the United States illegally. So either way you look at it, then he's going to be separated from his son because of the consequences of his actions.
I'm with you on that. But, you know, and this is a topic we got into with Jane and Jeff Smith a couple hours ago. I am just shocked that the Democrats have kind of made another hero out of someone like this. You know, they love criminals. I don't know why they love criminals. Scott Jennings pointed out, I have some great audio I'll share for audio cut of the day if you missed it during the roundtable. But you have Mike Brown, George Floyd, there's any number of, you know, assassins, Luigi Mangione.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy, really? These are the people you go to bat for.
Right, and don't forget the guy in Chicago that faked the whole MAGA wearing.
Jussie Smollett,
exactly.
Of course. That's another great example.
Correct,
right.
And so you have these, the phrase you used, hill to die on, with these individuals who are reprehensible people. And if I were advising the Democrat Party, which I'm certainly not, here's what I would tell them. I would tell them, don't focus on the character of these people. Focus on what rights they have and how those rights are being denied. For Abrego Garcia, as I talked about a lot on the roundtable, he's entitled to due process. Whether he's in this country illegally, whether he's here legally, whether he's an MS-13 gang member, whether he's a saint, whether he walks on water like Jesus, regardless of any of those circumstances, he's entitled to due process under the law, and he did not get it.
Okay.
So for me, again, if I were advising the Democrats, I would say don't focus on trying to build this guy up into a quasi-religious figure. Focus on the fact that any person that's in this country, whether they're great, not great, large, small, sinner, or saint, they're all entitled under our Constitution to due process.
But where did he not get due process here?
He didn't get due process. For example, the Trump administration says that he's an MS-13 gang member. We don't know whether that's true or not.
We have court documents that say that it's true.
Well, he has court documents, but that's not due process, because due process means you get to face your accuser. And so you work that out in court. And so that's what due process means here. And even those who are transferred out of this country, who are deported, they get due process to see if they are allowed to be in this country legally or not legally. And he was denied that. He was simply grabbed, put on a plane, and flown out of the country. And he did not get his due process.
So then what should happen here?
What should happen is he should be brought back to the United States, not sent home. He should be sent back to the U.S. in custody to have a hearing on deporting him, a deportation hearing. And then if it's shown, again, at a deportation hearing, they don't care what your son is. They don't care how good you are. All they're going to do is determine, are you in this country properly, yes or no? And if the answer is no, then you're deported. That's what should happen.
But they're making it, look, the administration is making it very clear, he ain't coming back here.
Right. I know that. So, but if you look at the Alien Act of 1798, and if you look at that, Alien and Enemies Act, sorry, under that law, 1798, due process is not required. But as the Supreme Court articulated just recently, a couple of weeks ago, that even individuals who are being deported under that 1798 law are entitled to due process because of the evolution of our court system from 1798. So that applies to Abrego Garcia, and he needs to have his day in court. And then once he has his day in court, he's not going to be able to show that he's in this country legally, and then he can be deported.
Well, we'll see what happens there. I've got no love for this guy whatsoever. I just don't have the empathy. And part of the reason is, and I'm just being honest here, Brad, is because of the way they allowed millions of people to flood across the border. And to me, it is sickening and revolting that we have a United States senator that's flying down to El Salvador to bring this guy back and claim all this due process crap when you got a mother, certainly a different case in Maryland, who lost her daughter to a brutal, brutal murder, and nobody reaches out. They don't even acknowledge it. So I hate what's happened to this country. Maybe I'm willing to overlook a little due process because it pisses me off so much. The other thing, let me go back to the Me Too, you know, movement comment. There have been people in this country, and I'm not defending their behavior because I don't know all the specifics, but their lives have been completely ruined because once there was an allegation of wrongdoing from a woman, because women are never wrong.
Correct.
You got to take them out, right? Let's get rid of them right now. You always have to believe women. In this particular case, there's no doubt. There's a police report. It's pretty clear what was happening with him. The wife felt like she was in danger, and it's all spelled out in a written statement. And what happened in Democrats saying, oh, yeah, you know what? We kind of care about that issue, too.
Yeah,
because they don't.
Yeah, the Me Too people are certainly not on the bandwagon here. And that reminds me of going back even to the Clinton administration, whenever he was, it was obvious that he was a sexual predator. And you didn't hear anything from the National Association of Gals or NAGS. You didn't hear anything from them when Bill Clinton was abusing women. You didn't hear anything at all, because they're willing to look aside and look away from those abuses when those abuses are being done by people that they support.
Yeah. One of the things I will have to admit here is that Republicans do a fair amount of this, too, back and forth with hypocrisy. And I should at least acknowledge that with politics. Let's talk about Colorado and what's going on out there, because there's a bill that is kind of working its way through the legislature out there. It's called the Kelly Loving Act. And this is something where, and again, it's one of those issues that I'm not even sure exactly what the truth is, but what the claims are by the side that's not crazy about the alphabet mafia is that you're essentially making a crime of misgendering someone.
Correct.
So if I have a child, I'll just use my son as an example here. Who's in town?
Great.
If my son,
he's gonna love this.
If my son Aiden wants to be an Alexa like my daughter, then I can't call him by his dead name, right? If I do that, I'm not acknowledging his situation. But are they criminalizing that out there?
Yes.
What are they doing?
Yes, it is going to be a criminal act, and it could actually result in people losing their parental rights over their children if they are misgendering their children. But here's what you have to look at this in the context of Colorado. This is the same state that championed lawsuits against the cake baker.
That's right.
Because he wasn't refusing service. He was refusing to decorate cakes to honor gay marriage. It had to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court actually reprimanded Colorado for trying to make an assault on Christian values by forcing a cake baker to honor a gay marriage. And then there was the website designer. They did the exact same thing.
Yeah, the playbook
was the
same.
In the exact same state, and they did went right to the playbook.
The results were the same.
And the results were the same. You can't force that. So when you look at what's going on with this misgendering law, even aside from the faith-based analysis, which impacts me because I'm a Christian, and this impacts me a lot, but when you look at it even from a secular First Amendment perspective, this law is, in essence, if you break it down, the law is saying in the state of Colorado, the state can punish you for failing to use the correct words. And that is, if anything, can violate the First Amendment.
You think?
It's that.
Yeah, right. I mean, how is that even marginal?
Not even. It's a close call.
Right. Well, there's all kinds of interesting things happening. And, you know, obviously the other side is doing some interesting moves that I can't believe. I cannot believe that Tim Walz is out there saying, you know, his quote yesterday. I got to look this up, Brad. I don't know if you saw this. I used it on the show yesterday, and I don't know if I have the.
Did it involve tampons?
It did not involve.
Oh, okay. All right.
Legitimate question. No, he goes out there, and I have to quote him exactly because you don't want to miss out on this. If you're not speaking up for this man, there will be no one left to speak for you. Why, are you kidding me? I'm sorry. And we're going to have to agree to disagree on the due process issue just because of my anger. Maybe that's not the quite legal interpretation, but it goes to my anger about all these issues right now. And by the way, Stephen Miller slapped down the media on this so effectively, and I'm going to use that coming up here in my audio cut of the day. Brad, we often talk about Mizzou football and basketball, and I got some good news from Columbia today. Apparently, we got a new quarterback from Pennsylvania, and I'm not talking about Pribula, the kid who's transferring. This is another kid named Gavin Sidwar, who could be the quarterback for 2026. He's going to be in that class. We'll see how good he is as a freshman. We had a tight end transfer from Iowa that was the number one player from Kansas last year. And you know who Sophie Cunningham is? Who was a star at Mizzou basketball?
Sure, absolutely.
Sophie Cunningham's cousin.
Wow.
And apparently Coach Drink was not happy that they didn't get Gavin last year. And they, the other kid who's from Iowa. That's a big deal too. So this is awesome.
It's great. You know, my every day, almost every single day, when I come home from work, I put on my Mizzou hoodie. And I wear it all the time, except when it's being washed. And my point being is, I'm a big Mizzou supporter. I'm glad that they're finally getting to this point where they can draw talent. And that's what you need to do to build a dynasty.
Absolutely.
Is the ability to draw talent year in and year out.
Well, dynasty may be overstating, but look, to be competitive and to compete at the high level in the SEC and nationally, I think that's what we got right now. Listen, thank you so much for hanging out this afternoon post-roundtable. You have a great weekend.
You too, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.